And your hips are down, actually. It's just the legs. So press it out. Yeah. One hand in the belly, one hand in your head. I'm actually going to be lying on your feet. So your knees are a little close together. This is a little tight. We want the buckle to be not on your skin. Whenever you firm your outer hips, it turns on your belly, which is what we want to do in most of our poses. That's why it's really wise to talk in these terms, because it does affect your pelvis and your lower back. It really helps, especially hyperextended people, flexible people. Just tune into your breath. Inhale and exhale from the nose. Even though you're efforting in your legs, you're still ease-filled. So Sthira and Sukha, those two concepts of the Yoga Sutras that we were talking about earlier, feeling effort and ease simultaneously. You have a lot of information that you learned today. Don't get too mental about it. You'll learn it as you go. So now it's just an exercise in feeling your breath and feeling your body and tuning. Keep the traps relaxed. On the inhale, without moving your hips, on the inhale, straighten your arms alongside your ear towards the back wall. Keep the front ribs soft, lengthen your back ribs. As you exhale, bring your arms forward alongside your body. Good. Inhale, reach your arms up and over your ears. Keep the front of the chest merging towards the back body. Exhale as you lower your arms, relax everything. This is dynamic movement. Inhale, raise the arms up alongside the ears, and now add your hips. When your hands hit behind you, lift your hips by pressing down through all four corners of your feet. So now your arms are behind you and your hips are lifted. Now we will simultaneously move the hips and the arms. As you exhale, reach your arms forward, articulate down the spine so the back of your pelvis reaches the mat. Arms are alongside the body. Inhale, press down through all four corners of the feet. Draw your navel in, lift your hips as you move your arms towards the back wall. Then you're on your shoulder heads. Hang out there for a breath. Exhale, lower the arms, articulate through the spine so the back of the pelvis is on the mat and the arms are down. These are very easy movements, right? Feet are still in line with the knees in line with the hips. Inhale, press down through all the feet, reaching up through the pelvis, that's the root and rebound action. Keep lengthening through your arms. Exhale, arms move forward as you move down through the spine until the pelvis hits the mat, and pause. Arms open and just stay there. Now keeping the shoulders and the arms on the mat, draw your navel center towards your spine. Inhale, press your hips up. You're in a bridge position with the arms just out by your sides. It's not a hard bridge, it's just a soft bridge. Press out through your inner thighs. Press into the strap. Feel the outer hips activate, which will actually help you to release the glute max muscle. And feel the hamstring underneath the moon of your butt contract. You want to feel the contraction of the hamstrings. You guys feel that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then lower the pelvis all the way down. Good. Take the strap off. Uh-huh. Bring your knees into your chest, Uttanasana. Your hip flexion here. And as you exhale, start to rock forward and back on your spine. Just a little rock forward and back. Just massaging your whole spinal column. Little C curve in the spine. Good. And then come up. Really here. Let's cross your right ankle over your left thigh. You can support yourself with your hands behind you.
directionally telling people what to do. Bring your knee forward towards the front of the mat, like giving them a place to go. Good. You okay? Too hard for you?
Yeah.
Something popped?
Mm-hmm.
In where? In your hip?
Oh.
Okay, hold on a second. Have you guys stayed there? And the idea here is to keep your back of your pelvis lifted. So for you, if that means walking that front foot more forward, you can do that. Support your body with your hands, open collarbones, open chest. And just breathing, just getting some hip opening here. So yeah, you can do hip openers in the beginning of a class too. We're just making a mindful walk to standing the postures. So these are warm-ups in this case, in a way. They are warm-ups. And then exhale, release that foot to the floor. We're going to come to a squat position. If you can't squat with your feet flat, you will grab a blanket and you will make a little ledge for your heels. And your toes are pointing forward. For some people, if that's too much for their body, walk them wider and angle them slightly out in a certain location. Good. Place your palms together. Good. How's that for you? Is this okay?
You know, I, in some ways I do this very easily,
uh-huh.
but what I have been doing on a one-on-one one is actually just to be hoarse because
uh-huh.
I will eventually lose circulation if I stay too
long. Yeah, we won't stay here too long. This is just a transition for a second. Firm your outer hips like you did with the strap. It's counterintuitive, but you're pressing your inner thighs out and your outer hips in at the same time. Feel those outer hips. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Lift your sternum. Good. Exhale, forward fold. So you'll straighten your legs. And if some of you need blocks, Rochelle, anyone? Blocks in line with your feet, toes pointing forward, blocks on your palms. Okay, so some of you could be in a half forward fold, some of you will be in a forward fold. You could still keep your heels on the blanket. I have my heels on the blanket. It feels really good. Gives you space for your hamstrings. Roll the weight towards the tips of your toes, hips over the ankles. Okay? And you can keep a slight bend in the knee. Up to you. Take some deep breaths in these forward folds. Inner ankles lifting. Outer ankles lifting up. Inner thighs slightly rolling back. Outer hips firming in. Front of the pelvis lifting up and over the thigh bones in interior tilt. And you're lengthening from the sacrum all the way through the back, all the way through the crown. Deep breaths. Good. Come up halfway. So halfway for you is drawing the belly in and lengthening the chest and your hands are on blocks. Great. Do that. Ardha Uttanasana. And then coming all the way up, hands to the hips. Activate the legs. This is really key. Firm the outer hips. Draw the belly in. And then lift up from the hips. Torso comes all the way up. Okay. Let's go to the wall. You can bring your blocks with you. Even though I teach vinyasa, I'd like to teach you a gentle, more gentle. So now you're going to bring your feet about 1 foot distance away from the wall. If you have a ponytail, you might have to take that off for a second. 1 foot away from the wall. You can come over here. Feet are parallel, hip distance. Good. Start to bend your knees. Just a
There's just a little bit. Bend your knees a little bit. Sink your hips a little lower. Reach your arms all the way up. It's like a modified chair. And then if that feels too close to the wall, walk your feet out a little bit. If some of you can really go deeper into a chair, then you can sink even lower. Okay? Arms up. The back of your pelvis is even to the wall. You're not tucking, which means your whole sacrum would be against the wall. It's your tailbone, right, really, right? That's against the wall. Arms are lifted. Chair pose. Activate the feet. Lift the toes. Weights in the heels. Firm your outer hips. Imagine you're pressing out into that imaginary strap. You guys feel that? Activates the outer hips. Firms you to the midline. And then straighten your legs and get up the wall. And release your arms. Walk your feet back. So you want to have your feet again. It might be a little less than a foot distance away from the wall. Maybe half of a foot distance away from the wall. Feet are parallel. Bring your hands to your hips. Lift up through your sternum. As you exhale, folding at your hips. Now you're going to keep your sit bones against the wall the whole time you fold. Fold up a long spine. Sit bones against the wall, sit bones against the wall, sit bones against the wall. Fold, fold, fold. Wherever you land, maybe you have blocks. You can do that. Some of you will go all the way down. So you're again in a forward fold here, but just using the wall as balance. Press all 10 toes, inner and outer heel down. Rebound, lift up through the inner thighs. Draw the quadriceps up. Find the inner top thigh rotation back to widen the sacrum, and then firm those outer hips in. And then continue to go down as far as you want. And then to come up, imagine sit bones lengthening towards the heels. They're going to stay on the wall. You're going to articulate through your spine. To come up, sit bones on the wall, sit bones on the wall, hands to the hips, sit bones on the wall, all the way up. Woo! Yeah? Feel that? Arms up. Inhale. Stretch. Let's find Tadasana. Walk your feet all the way back to the wall. Place your heels against the wall, your sacrum or your tailbone against the wall, your shoulder heads or your scapula against the wall, and for some of you, your fingertips might even hit the wall, but that just depends on your body and how open you are. Deep breath, reach up. Uttita Asta and Tadasana. Roll the outer upper arm bones towards your face. It's like that external rotation. It's almost like the palms might even go back towards the wall behind you. Keep lifting up the back ribs, soften the front ribs. Press your thighs back, and exhale, release your arms. Ooh. Right? So that's like the beginning, that could be the beginning series of sun salutes even. You could go inhale, exhale, folding that very articulate way with the rolling of this, actually you can walk forward a little bit. Halfway down, hands on blocks, inhale, sternum's lifting, shoulder blades in. Exhale, hands to hips, just a half sun salutation. Come up with the whole torso. And arms can go back up. So these are things that you could do with beginners to really teach the sun salutations. Just so you guys have that. Okay? Let's step our feet wide as 3 or 4 feet. Inhale, take your arms out to the sides. So your ankles align underneath the wrists, or for some of us, if we're less stable or open, mid-forearm. Bend your right knee. Rotate from your upper inner thigh externally out 90 degrees, your right leg. I didn't say that. Turn your left heel out, or left toes in, however you'd like to say it. Lift the pit of the abdomen, lift the sides of the waist. Lift and lengthen the whole body. As you press down through the right big toe, firm your right hip in. And now reach forward towards that right extended leg. hinging at your hip. And now lower the hand to maybe the shin, maybe it's the thigh. Just try not to press your knee joint. Left arm comes up. So you don't have to go very far. If we're talking about the pelvis, lift the front of the belly up, soften the front ribs, and open the rib cage up. Inhale, press your feet, and rise up, nice and slow, use your legs. Turn that right leg in to 90 degrees, so it's parallel. Bend your left knee, from the upper inner thigh bone, rotate the leg out 90 degrees. Turn your back toes in. Take an inhale, lift the front of the pelvis up, the sides of the waist up, open the chest. Exhale, reach the left arm, hinge at that left hip, go long with the side waist, and then bring your hand down wherever it lands. When we're against the wall, it could be literally your thigh, it's okay. Okay, front of the pelvis is drawing in and up. Front rib cage is descending down towards the hips. We're softening. Collarbones are broad, shoulder blades are broad. So you're in Tadasana torso. Press your feet, slowly rise. Use the top arm to pull you up. And then bring the feet back to parallel. And heel toe your feet back to a neutral position. Tadasana against the wall. Pause and just check in with your body. Breathe. Good. Let's separate our feet again. Wide, 3 to 4 feet. These are all external poses. Inhale the arms out to the side. Bend the right knee slightly. Rotate from your upper inner thigh, the right leg out 90 degrees until the toe is pointing forward. Turn your back toes in slightly. Good. Lift the sides of your waist. Nice long spine. As you exhale, bend your right knee. Warrior two. And just peek. You know, if you need a longer stance, then take it. Weight's in the right heel. If you're leaning forward, move back your left arm so that you could literally look at your body and feel your spine from your crown to the pubic bones in one long line of energy. Gaze over your right fingertips. So, Lisa, your whole torso is way over your right thigh. Pull back through your left arm, keep pulling back, keep pulling back, keep pulling back. And then lift your left side waist up. There you go. Yeah. Gumby. She's a Gumby one. Now flip your right palm towards the ceiling. Take a side stretch, reverse the warrior. It's a side bend, lateral side bend in this case. Press back through your left heel. Get grounding through your right heel. As you're lifting up off your thigh, your pelvis is lifting off your right thigh. Ah, and then back to warrior two. Straighten the right leg, turn the toes in, parallel feet, relax your arms. This isn't easy, right? I'm just giving it to you guys so you can actually feel really stabilized while we're doing it. All right. Bend the left knee, rotate from the upper inner thigh. The leg goes to 90 degrees. The back heel goes out slightly. Reach the arms out to the sides. Bend the left knee to 90 degrees. If you need to lengthen your stance, you can do so. Good. From your left hip in, press your right thigh bone back. Reach back through your back arm until your shoulders are over your pelvis. Lift the sides of the waist up. Good. Turn your left palm towards the ceiling. Side stretch. Reverse the warrior. Weights towards the right heel. Your pelvis here is lifting up off your left thigh bone. Good. Inhale back to warrior two. Straighten the front leg. Turn the feet parallel. Heel toe your feet back together. Relax your arms. Tadasana. Breathe. So this would not necessarily be considered a vinyasa class. This might be considered more like a hatha variation, like a slow, flow. Mm-hmm.
turn to face the wall. And just sit down for a moment. Place your feet against the wall. This is a measurement thing. So this is Dandasana. Put your fingertips next to your hips. And just look down and see where they are, because where your fingertips are is where your feet are going to be in a second. So now lift yourself up into a standing position. Put your feet where your hands were. And some of us might need to adjust, but that's okay. This is just a general idea. So you're going to forward fold, bring your hands to your hips, and then straighten up. Now, technically speaking, if you were to lift your right leg, you'd be the same distance away from the wall. So we're going to try that. We're going to try to lift our right leg. The left leg is in Tadasana, but notice when you lifted your right leg and put it against the wall, it's probably turning out that left leg. So bend the knee, get the joint out of the equation, turn your ankle and your foot straight forward, and then re-straighten the leg. And now drop your right hip down. Your hips are even. And I'll come around and I'll check. And the arms will come up towards the ceiling. Uttita Asta, Padmasana. Yeah. Keep dropping the right sit bone down, the right thigh bone down. Keep pressing the left thigh going back and in. Finding those outer hips again. Firming the outer hips. It's all stability work. Yeah, that's good. Do you guys like this pose?
No.
Some people love it. Some people hate it. If your hamstrings are tight, just bend your knees a little bit and try to stay upright with your pelvis. And then exhale, release down. Any questions about that? Okay, other side. So weight's in the right foot. Left leg will lift. We're trying to get it to 90 degrees as best as we can. If it doesn't go there, don't kill yourself over it. Look down at your right foot. If it's rotating out externally, bend the knee and realign the foot so it's pointing straight forward. And then re-straighten the leg as best you can. Left hip's driving down. Hips are neutral. Lift the front of the pubic bone up, lift the arms, and find, again, Uttita Asta and Tadasana. Stabilizing, outer hips firming in, outer hips firming in, outer hips firming in. Breathe. Sukhasthira, steadiness and easefulness. And then exhale, release your arms, release your leg. Tadasana. How are we doing our outer hips? Are we finding them yet? Okay. So now we'll do that little exercise that we did earlier. And then we're going to go to a variation of your three against the wall just for kicks. So it's a little harder to find your leg length when you're putting your feet against the wall this direction. So come to a place where you can look like this. You're in Uttita Asta, but now you're forward in the forward bend. Your hands will be underneath your shoulders, and you're trying to stabilize the back leg into the wall. And you can keep your knees bent again, okay? Support your upper body. Inner thigh of the right leg is rolling towards the ceiling, so the outer hip is going down.
Say that again, please.
Inner thigh of the right leg, so everybody's got different legs up. Your right leg is up towards the wall, so those of you who switch. Yeah. Inner thigh of the right leg is rotating towards the ceiling, which enables the outer right hip to go down, and that helps the sacrum to be parallel to the ceiling. The left toes are pointing forward, the left inner thigh is slightly rolling back.
Good, that's great.
And exhale, release your right foot to the floor.
I've never used blocks because the first couple times I did, I fell.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like one blocks. Thing that's really been hard for me. And I know a lot of people need them, so I like to learn how. Is there does anyone else have that problem? The blocks falling?
It doesn't matter if they do, it's that you do. So let's make it work for you.
Okay.
Is the issue that
it's
both sides.
This right side is a little wonky, probably always stretchy, but since the leg break and some of the muscle
It actually looks pretty good.
It does.
I would just lift this
a little bit more.
Okay.
And come on down. Forward fold, any forward fold you want. Bring your chest to your thighs. Those of you especially that have any sort of forward folding issues, you can either have chest on thighs, grab opposite elbows. If a squat feels better for you, then do that. Okay, those are for you, those of you that need some breaks. And if your back is really hurting right now because you did all that forward folding, come down onto your backs. In fact, let's all just do that. Come down on your backs. Happy baby pose. Grab the outer of the feet and release the sacrum. So hopefully, you know, some of these things land in the body when you get to practice them a little bit more. Good. So now we do all that forward folding, so we're going to do a little bit of back bending. Let's roll up. Come to hands and knees. Hands underneath the shoulders, knees under the pelvic points. Toes lengthening back. Lift a bit of your abdomen up, so you want to keep that core strength. Good. And then as you gaze forward, roll the outer triceps back, lift the belly, lift the sternum, and lengthen. Find a little arch in the upper back, shoulder blades in. And let the neck move forward. Yeah. Not hinging, but just lengthening. Exhale as you round, chin tucks towards chest, shoulder blades protract, it's called. Draw the belly in towards the spine, tailbone lengthens towards the knees. That's posterior tilt in your pelvis. On the inhale, you're either lengthening to a neutral spine, and in most cases, you're going into an anterior tilt as you come into cow position. Exhale, protracting or separating the shoulder blades and moving towards the fingertips. Hollow out the belly. Draw the pubic bone up towards your belly. Good. Keep moving. Just articulate slowly. And use your breath. The inhale is the arch forward, and the exhale is the rounding. Slow flow. Inhale. Open the chest. Lengthen. Exhale, round. Good. There's nothing better than core work for helping our lower backs. So let's stretch our legs back one at a time. We're coming to plank. If this is bothering your wrists, those of you who it is, drop to your knees and bring yourself to your forearms. Press your inner palms down. Remember, the inner border of the wrist and the forearm is rolling down. The outer upper arm is rolling back. And then you extend your legs. Okay? So you just be in whichever position is good for you. Inner thighs slightly rolling back. Front of the pelvis can lift up. Wide and collarbone. And then everybody make your way down to the floor. Hips down, come into Sphinx pose. So forearms forward. Good. Elbows under shoulders. Those of you with lower back injury.
Are your glutes loose here?
Glutes are completely loose here.
Okay.
Just so you know. And we'll talk about the outer hips here. Walk your elbows slightly forward if you have lower back. Good. So it's less of a back. Relax your glutes. The only thing you're going to feel in your legs now is the extension, like reaching back through all 10 toes, and the firming again of the outer hips. And the outer hips, it's subtle, but it will protect your spine. Do you feel the outer hips? Let's do this with a strap. Come up onto your hands and knees. Grab the strap. It's already the right distance. A little wonky getting into it. But it's nice. And have it so that you can actually adjust it so it buckles up to the side. And what you do is bring it up mid thigh. And then flex your ankles.
like dorsiflex, the toes flat back. And take the strap and literally tighten it so that you can press out into the strap and you can activate your hamstring. Hands by the sides of your waist. Draw your outer elbows in. Press down through your palms and lift your chest. Press out into the strap. Out into the strap. Out into the strap. Yeah, we good. Look over. And exhale, lower down. Relax to here. And just give your little hips side to side rock. And now we'll just lengthen back through the toes, which is different than what we just did. Press back through your legs. Firm out into the strap, so it activates the outer hips. And draw the belly in with the chest. Now maybe we interlace our hands behind our back. Keep the elbows bent. Bring the shoulder blades in and lengthen your arms. Keep the neck long. Use those legs. Really power up the thighs. You see how it really affects the pelvis? And we'll do this in back bending too. And exhale, release down. Release down to the other ear, a little wag of your tail. Do you like having the strap on your thighs?
Uh-huh.
It's nice, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I find it good for my lower back.
Uh-huh.
And then we'll try up dog with it.
Oh yeah.
Put your wrist underneath your elbows. You can peek, you know, I peek all the time. Firm your triceps, your outer arms in. Press down through your palms, start to lift your chest, and eventually straight arms, lifting the thighs, lifting the legs, pressing out into the strap. It might feel like you have more room for your pelvis to lift and your chest to lift. And those of you who are on knees, that's great. Just pull the belly in and go back to child's pose. Child's pose. And you can have the strap there. It'll help you descend the inner groin. And it helps you to really help the lower back again. And inhale, come up. Let's take the strap off of our legs. Put it to the side. We'll sit up on a blanket. These are the poses that we've done. Legs straight forward. Sit up tall, dandasana. So dandasana, hands are by the sides of the hips. Find that position that we did earlier for you that worked for your back. Yeah, if you have two, you'll have a bolster. Everybody with me? How are you doing? Is your coughing? Is there anything going on there? Okay.
I'm exhausted.
Okay, yeah, you're exhausted. I get it. We're doing forward folding and stuff. It's very like, so you can see how the energy, like if I were just to do all forward folds in class, I would be like, so that's what's happening. it's no surprise. And I'm doing that on purpose. You guys have been doing a lot, so it's like we're making our way towards a very gentle shavasana. And inner thighs rolling down. Lift your pelvis up. Inhale, straighten out the arms. Rotate them up towards the ears. Find external rotation in the arms. The outer arms are wrapping towards the ears. Good. As you exhale, fold from your hips very gently. Just go an inch or two. Keep lifting the back up off the pelvis. Lengthen, lengthen, lengthen. And then wherever you start to feel that stop, then release your hands down. And if you'd like to go further to extend your spine, you can crawl your hands forward or use a strap. And find more extension in the upper back by lengthening the upper back. And perhaps at the end of the pose, you may round or chin to chest. Okay, but don't pull on your body. Be gentle on your body. Press through your heels. Activate your quads. Firm hips. Firm those hips. Press down through your heels. Rebound up the spine. Let the belly and come up. And release the strap. Right knee out to the right, join your sushasana. Heel against the inner groin. Let's do an open twist just because it'll feel good. So you're going to open your body towards that leg that's out. So towards the right. And just kind of twist your body open. And exhale, come back to center. Left fingertips, we're going to do a little twist here. Left fingertips behind your sacrum. Right arm up towards the ceiling. Exhale, turn your body towards the left. Descend your right knee down and just release your hand. It might come to your knee or to the outer leg. So this is another little gentle twist. These are like neutralizers. And inhale back to center, arms up. Exhale, perhaps you forward fold. And I know at this point some of you are like, I'm just going to stay here. And that's totally fine. You don't have to forward fold. Just be here and hip opener. Breathe. Good. Inhale, come up. Straighten out the right leg. Give it a little shake. Left knee out to the left. Sole of the foot inside the inner right groin. Just an open twist. So arms can come towards that bent leg. Opening up the upper thoracic. You feel it from the shoulder blades. Inhale, back to center. Arms can come up. Exhale, right hand's going to come behind the sacrum, and you'll twist your upper body, keep your hips stable, and release your left arm down. Just a gentle twist in the upper body. Inhale, come back to neutral, reach the arms up. Exhale, maybe you fold. And then close the eyes. So just be in your body, listen to your body. Any alarms going off in the body? Like to listen to sensation. Ask your body, what is it that you're telling me? In my healing practice, I talk a lot about this, about somatic stuff and making stuff too, but about dialoguing with your body, finding a location, giving it a color, giving it a shape, and then creating a dialogue. What is this red disc telling me? And listen, start to let the body teach you the messages that it's trying to teach you as you're listening to your body. And then come up. You never know what it's going to say until you get there. All right, then stretch your legs forward.
When do you do the somatic class?
I have a healing practice. It's one of my primary gifts. She's one of my clients. I'm healing center in Shasta. So I go up there a couple times a month and I do healing work on clients that come in and want all that done. Depression, anxiety, stress, all sorts of different conditions. Yeah. We can talk about that later if you want. And then let's bend the knees. And we're just going to pop off that blanket and bring it to the side. Okay, come down on our backs. Grab the strap again. Oh, I love the strap. This is one of my favorite tools now these days. Put it back around your thighs. Whee! All right, and it's at the mid-thigh. Okay. And even though I'm doing this with you guys to show you stuff, believe me, I'm watching you. I got eyes all over the place. I know exactly what's going on. So your feet, your ankles are in line with your knees, okay? Turn your shoulder blades in. So what that means would be externally rotating the arms like they are in Tadasana. So it's a slight shrug of the shoulder blades. Okay. Draw your belly in towards your spine. As you inhale, press your feet down, lift your chest up. I'm sorry, lift your hips up. So now you're in bridge. Okay, and use your feet. Activate your outer ankles, all four corners of your feet. Press out into the strap, which will give you the space to bring your pelvis into a more neutral position. When you're in extension and back bends, you are in a slight posterior tilt. But it's very subtle in this pose. I'm going to come around and help you guys. You're actually activating your hamstrings, right? So all the forward folding we've been doing, this is a good counter pose. Use your feet more and find those hamstrings. It's hard for you to find your hamstrings. I'm one of those people too. bring your tailbone down last. Bring your tailbone down last. Yeah. It requires core strength to do that. And a lot of people don't have that lowest abdominal core strength, the transverse abdominis core strength. Okay. How do we feel? Let's bring the legs. Let's press down through the feet. Lift the hips. You can take the strap off. Lift the hips. Slide a block under your pelvis. Supported bridge.
Yeah.
My favorite pose. And you can pick any height, right? You can pick the low height, the medium height, the tallest height. Feet are still hip distance, pointing forward. Good. Ankles under knees. Firm your outer ankles. Lift your inner arches. So if we work the feet, then it activates the legs, right? Inner thighs are slightly, the top of the inner thighs are slightly rolling down. The outer hips are firming in. And that widens the sacral area. Sacrum is now supported. Let your upper body be soft. And you can have your arms out to the sides or one side of your body, whatever you prefer. Good, guys. Inhale, lift your right leg up towards the ceiling. Lift your right leg. See if that shifted your pelvis in any way. Try to keep both sides of the pelvis even on the block. And that's core work, not just your hip flexor. And now lower your right foot down. And slowly lift your left leg up towards the ceiling. Use your core strength. Use the little tiny muscles right above, around the pubic bone to keep the hips even on the block. And exhale, release the left foot down. And now using your core strength, that little muscles, the transverse abdominis right below the belly, you're going to lift your legs up together. Lift both legs up. Both legs, one at a time or both together. Lift your legs up. Supported shoulder stand. You can keep your knees slightly bent, those of you with tight hamstrings. All the blood is going from your feet all the way down the legs and pooling into the digestive tract. And if you're feeling unsupported in your back, you could take two blocks side by side, and that would be wider, and you can have that for stability too. So one block, if that's not working, you can have two.
Keep that for just a few breaths.
Does that feel better?
Christine?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. It's like your ankles are again floating over your hip joints. They're not floating towards your face. They're floating away from your face. Two more breaths. Steadiness and ease in every pose. Softening, taking care. Relaxing. This is the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest response. This is when healing takes place. Not when we're the other, sympathetic. And then slowly bend the knees, lower the feet to the floor. Once the feet are on the floor and they're hip distance, press down through your feet, lift your hips up, slide the block out from underneath you. And slowly place your pelvis on the mat. Walk your feet as wide as the mat and knock your knees in toward one another. So feet as wide as the mat, knees knock in. And you can come back to one hand on the belly, one hand on the heart. That's just nice to like ground. So yeah, you're going to come up with
Like, wow, that's a stretch.
Tuning in. So we didn't talk about the energy of the chakras or anything yet, but we'll get to that at another philosophy night. But these are your hands on your heart and your hands on your belly is grounding the heart energy with your power center. It's a nice place to tune in, our gut, our power center, our gut, how we feel. And the heart really being the master of the entire ship, if you will. And it's very grounding. When we have our hands on our belly and our digestion, it really soothes the system, it soothes the body. And you're giving that Reiki energy, or universal life force energy, divine consciousness to your body. You're giving back to yourself. Heart energy. Allowing that to settle into the skin bones. And just saying thank you for all you guys have, for people who don't practice vinyasa and are learning all this new stuff, you've done great. It's a hard practice. It's a very physically oriented practice. And it may be something that you never ever choose to do again, and that's okay. It's just learning some things about yoga. Learning something about your body, learning what you like and dislike. That's the world, right? Contrast. I don't like this, I like this. I don't like this, I like this. And you keep following the trail of your emotional guidance system. That's all Abraham Hicks, like Law of Attraction. Follow what feels good. That's your internal guidance system. That's your truth, that's your satya. That's authentic to you. And as women finding our voice from a history of suppression and oppression is getting in tune with our emotions and our feelings and learning how to express them in a healthy way. Can you save your thought until the end, please? Back to a neutral position, hip distance. Bring your knees into your chest, just a little squeeze in. Uppanasana again. Good. And then stretch your legs forward. We're going to take a bolster underneath our knees or a blanket underneath the knees. Since we've done a lot of hip work and forward folding, supporting your lower back is really important. We're going to have a longer shavasana so that you can have that time to integrate. Cover yourself in a blanket if you want to, if your body temperature decreases. But if that feels really good for you before Shavasana, just do it. Just do that thing. I know that for me, it feels really good. And then you just lie down and just do that. Oh, so much. So much. You guys did a great job today. A lot. And observe what comes up when you slow down. Thank the thoughts. We will always think. We don't stop our thoughts. There's a common, I think, misperception that the thinking mind stops, or, you know, it's said in the Yoga Sutras that it could cease when you hit, of course, states of enlightenment. But when you're first starting a meditation practice and yoga practices, the mind will think. So it's like putting it in the background, like almost not allowing it to take your focus. Let the breath take the focus, and then let your heart be the focus. Let relaxation be the focus. Just do a mental scan or a general scan of your body from your head all the way down to your feet. Bit by bit, allowing each muscle to release. Eyes, in between the eyes, ears, cheeks relax,
tongue away from the roof of the mouth. Maybe parting the lips slightly to release the jaw. Relax your throat. Allow the collarbones to widen. Allow the softening of the front of your body, the rib cage. Belly soft, as women we hold our bellies in quite a bit. Let them relax. Tuning into the thigh bones, they are very heavy. All the way down to the feet and the ankles. Feeling that release. Releasing your body. before the struggle was over, then the butterfly's wings would not be strong enough to fly. So it's a very cool image to think of yourself as like this caterpillar in yoga who's going through these little challenges and efforts to grow your wings. So as you come up, you imagine yourself as a gorgeous butterfly. Ready to sprout wings. Today's mudra will be Suni Mudra, which is your middle finger and your thumb touching, and that represents patience. From the middle finger down to the palm. Having patience for the process. And just allowing that process to unfold with kindness, ahimsa, with gentleness, with purity. Innocence, so that feels good for you and your natural order. Now bring our palms together, our hearts, bowing our chin in towards our chest, honoring each other with this Anjali Mudra, feeling that grace that comes with the practice of alignment and body awareness, embodiment, emotional wellness, connection to spirit. Let's take a chant of Om three times to end the practice. Deep inhale.
Here.